first time on the Notorious Mass Effect that I've ever covered this particular artist, and safe to say, it's because he's going crazy right now. The 16th most played track in Mexico as of right now is Yo No Te Olvido. Hopefully I'm saying that right. And the artist that put out this track was Armenta, featuring the one and only Tito Double P, who we've already covered a plethora of times on this podcast, even to the point where I remember covering his first track back in August 30th of 2024 with his track Neaton Vega titled Linda. But anyways, this is all about Armenta. As if you don't know, Armenta he blends R&B and regional Mexican, which goes back to my point about the overall advancement of technology to the point where now you can cultivate your own sound via the internet instead of it being more regional based. That used to be the case because the internet wasn't around and you couldn't hear sounds from across the world, right? So anyways, with that being said, he contributed to Nate Vega's Lo Quayando, I think that's how you say it. And then he's had collaborations with Fresa Regida, Grupo Frontera, Oscar Mayadon, and I wanted to see who's his label. Street Mob Records, distributed by Warner Music Latina. So the reason why we're diving into this specific track, you know, other than this track being the 16th most played track in Mexico, is because it did end up peaking at number 13 as far as in Mexico specifically, putting up monster-like numbers. And as far as Billboard overall, it hasn't cracked the top 100, but maybe at some point it will, because it doesn't seem like it's showing any signs of slowing down. The main thing I will say about this is it seems to be a heavy focus on streams. It seems like the sales are primarily coming from streams, to the point where now, if you look at mobile apps and essentially take away the physical copies, the sales would be the same for this particular track, which is rarely the case for most tracks out there. I would definitely have a lot to say about my marketing team not putting out physical product when my track is streaming this well. I believe somebody out there who's streaming the track from Armenta titled Yo No Te Olvido would buy the physical copy, or they would download it on Apple, which, you know, still purchasing it. But it's very interesting how there's no physical copies. Anyways, with that being said, this is more of an emotional type of track, and you already know a lot of people gravitate towards themes of love and things of that nature. So with the song, it's very heartfelt. Obviously, it's Corrido Tumbado, and it's about breakup pain, you know, a lot of things that a lot of people can relate to, right? And with this being the sequel to Tito's Naughty, then it's safe to say that they are doing a phenomenal job at promoting this. As if you come out with a track back on August 22nd and it's just now gaining its legs as far as September 12th, that's not a long time to wait for your track to blow up. I would say the marketing rollout that Mob Records, that Street Mob Records and Warner Music Latina put together for this particular track, I think it was immaculate. I think the way that they're going at it is phenomenal. And of course, like I always say, as far as on this podcast, I love looking at the certain marketers in the game behind the scenes making these tracks pop, right? So anyways, this specific track, if you don't know about Armenta, then definitely listen to this specific track, because you're probably going to be hearing more from him if he ends up capitalizing off of this momentum. Because for, you know, as far as looking at the Latin music field, a lot of them work together as far as a top Latin musician. So if you take this, and of course, which already having very popular appearances on Tito Double P's track, to see it wouldn't be a far fetched idea to see you collaborating with a big dog. Well, I mean, Tito Double P is a big dog, but you know, another big dog in the game, such as a Bad Bunny, Peso Pluma, Nathan Vega, things of that nature. Because when I look at the discography, I don't know what the plan is with the marketing strategy, but it seems like he's releasing the album as singles, which is very interesting, right? And then he released the entire album August 8th. But leading up to that, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He had 7 tracks leading up to the album, which, interesting marketing strategy. I think it works for some. I think when you realize what you want as far as the sound for your album and it's already set in stone, I think the singles every single week or every single month or every other week ends up helping the artists, especially artists who make albums. So artists who can't really construct the album as far as staying on subject, this is probably not the marketing strategy for you. But as far as for Armenta, it seems like it's working out in the best way possible, as he currently has one of his most successful tracks of all time with his track Yo No Te Olvido. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias what you think about Armenta's track. Do you know about him as an artist? And if you don't, does this make you want to dive deep into his track and his discography?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.